For Effingham Radio News, I'm Samantha Letourneau. I'm talking to Illinois State Senator Dale Ryder. How are you today?
Hey, I'm good, Samantha. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for asking. So it's a busy, busy day up in Springfield today. You guys just recently passed the state budget. Can you talk to us about that?
Sure. Last night, by a vote of, I think, 56-2, the Illinois Senate passed a fiscal year 2019 budget that contains no tax increases. It is balanced, assuming the revenue forecasts and the economy performs as it should. It's the product of months of bipartisan meetings and negotiations, of which I was a participant. It's good. I mean, it's not a perfect budget because it's a work of compromise. Conservative Republicans will find things in here that they don't like. There are things in here I don't like either, and things we could have done better. But considering the fact that we are working in a state that has a majority Democrat hold on both the House of Representatives and the Senate, I'm pleased with this product, considering all that.
So I know one of the bills that is being talked about heavily in Springfield right now is the $40,000 teacher salary. Can you talk to us about that?
Yeah, there was legislation that passed the Senate that mandates that all school districts pay teachers a minimum of $40,000 a year. I opposed it, not because I don't want to see teachers make a living. It's because it is the whopper of all unfunded mandates. There are school districts throughout my Senate district that would go bankrupt were this actually to become law. It would cause the laying off of teachers in order to be able to pay those wages, closing of programs. It's one of those things that it sounds good as an ideal or a goal, but mandating that from Springfield is simply a mistake.
And then touching on a couple more bills that are being talked about up there in Springfield is the tobacco age increase. Do you have any views on that one?
You mean increasing the age to 21?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, I did not support that. The simple fact is, I mean, we allow individuals to own firearms at 18. They can go into the military and die for their country at 18, but we're going to tell them that they can't possess a cigarette. I don't like that people smoke. I don't smoke. I've never been a smoker. It clearly has significant adverse health effects, but so do a lot of things that adults do. And if we're going to keep going in this direction, then we should simply ban the substance altogether rather than continue to try to find ways to tell people they can't do something. Look, 18, 19-year-olds, they're adults. And this is an adult product, and that was my view.
And then another bill is the Equal Rights Amendment. Can you talk to us about that one?
Yeah. The ERA has received, to me, a surprising degree of attention considering the fact that long ago, the time frame which Congress gave the states to approve the ERA has come and gone. So really, Illinois' passage of it is meaningless because the time that Congress gave has since passed. Also, there isn't any, and in fact, the proponents, there isn't any area of law, state law, federal law, local ordinances, where men and women are treated differently. Now, when the ERA was first proposed back in the, I don't know, early 70s, that wasn't true, but it's true today. So the passage of the ERA will not add anything in terms of equalizing rights because we're already there in that regard. Now, is there still chauvinism in society? Well, sure there is, but a law won't fix that. That's an issue of respect, and that's an issue. That's a societal issue, and we've made great strides on that when it comes to the relationships between men and women. But another law isn't going to fix that. The law is where the law needs to be. Now it's about a societal change.
And is there anything else you would like to mention today?
No, I think we covered it.
All right. Thank you so much for talking with us today.
You bet, Samantha. Good talking to you as always.
For Effingham Radio News, I'm Samantha Letourneau.